for you guys. What are y'all doing?
Oh, we got these new bark collars in the mail.
What are y'all going to do with those?
Well, you know how those dogs get cranked up over there all the time?
Yeah.
And barking, there's really only two that instigate the whole group. Once they start barking, they get them all riled up, really Den and Dakota.
Yeah.
And so we ordered these two bark collars. And so what it does is, once you put it on them and they start barking, then it gives them a little, let's say, shock of correction. And so once it gives them that, hopefully it'll make them stop barking and it won't get the whole gang over there riled up.
Well, you might need some of that sometime.
What? Not the shock collar?
Talking too much, barking too much, you know.
Talking too much.
I'm just kidding, I'm just kidding.
Barking too much. I don't bark.
Well, so how do these things work?
Well, I got it onto the collar here, and so evidently what it does is it has those numbers 1 through 7 on there.
Yeah.
And so the 1 through 7, it has that's the stimulant. So like 1 is the lowest setting, 7 is the highest. So you can either set it on one of those numbers, like say you set it on a 3,
yeah,
and then every time the dog barks, it'll just give them a shock, you know, mm-hmm. on that 3 level. Or there's an A on here, and every time the dog would bark, it like ascends, like it starts with a 1, and when it gets to the level that the dog doesn't want or the dog doesn't like, then they stop barking.
Stop, yeah.
Then it stops the shock, and then it kind of resets itself, like after a minute. But it's got these prongs on here, and so when you put it on the dog, you know, you can't leave it on there all the time. So
right.
You can only leave it on there probably during the daytime.
Was it turned on?
Yeah, let me get a coin. And I think I got a quarter in my pocket. I took this out of a water fountain thing.
Don't tell me that.
Huh?
Don't tell me that.
Some little kid's dream is going to make this come true. Yep. It's on green, baby. She's hot. She's charged. She's ready to rock.
What's that setting on?
It's just on a 1.
Put it on a 3.
Why?
Let's just see if it still turns on. Yeah?
Still well, it good? Blinks. It blinks on and off. Yeah, see it blink. It just blinked there.
Try that thing on, man.
Well, I don't want to try it on. I ain't a dog. I don't bark.
A real man would try that thing on and test it out before he puts it on his dog.
Are you kidding me?
No.
What, you calling me no real man because I won't put on this bark collar?
You're acting like not a real man.
What do you mean? Yeah, well, you're full of beans, and so is your old man.
Oh,
anyway.
Yeah?
Yeah, that's right. I ain't going to put this thing on. Why would I put this thing on?
Says who?
Says me, that's who.
Oh, gosh. Oh, yeah, huh?
Yeah, that's right. Oh, yeah.
Well, I double dare you to put it on.
The exact exchange and nuance of the phrase in this ritual is very important.
Yeah. Are you kidding? I ain't putting this thing on. Why? And barking like a dog that's dumb.
You know it's going to shock you. That's why. See, the poor dog out there don't know it's going to shock him.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Huh. Well, yeah. I tell you what. I think you're full of it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Why double dog dare you?
Now it was serious. A double dog dare. What else was left but a triple dare you? And finally, the coup de grace of all dares, the triple dreaded dog dare.
What do you got it set on? What is it set on?
It's set on a 4. That's what you set it on a 4.
Well, I triple dog dare you to put it on and try it.
Hunter created a slight breach of etiquette by skipping the triple dare and going right for the throat.
All right. You think I won't do it? Huh? You think I won't do it? I'll do it.
Let's do it. Let's see it. I want to see it.
You want to see it?
I want to hear it. I want to hear it shock you. All
right, I'll do it.
Let's see. Here, all right. Let me help you put it on real quick. That's got to be on your skin. It can't be on anything down here.
It's one short. Yank it up there. You're cutting into my esophagus.
It says it's got to get under the dog's coat. So we got to put it to skin contact.
Are you like me? Have you ever needed to control your bark? Maybe someone isn't listening to you, so you feel the need to be louder than them. And pretty soon, you're both yelling, and it's not getting you anywhere except further away from the goal. Or maybe you are quick to get mad. There's just certain things that'll set you off, and you bark out in anger. I completely understand. You want your opinion and your voice to be heard. Or it could be that sometimes we just don't know when to keep our mouths closed, do we? We have to have that last word, that one last little growl. We know we shouldn't say it, but there's just something in us that just can't stop. Let me just say, I feel your pain. I have been there a bunch. But if we are trying to follow Christ and be a witness to others, this type of uncontrolled speech can really hurt our testimony. As we open up God's Word, it cuts straight through us, doesn't it? Giving us the correction that we need. In Proverbs 21 and 23, it says, "Whoso keepeth his mouth and his tongue keepeth his soul from troubles." Isn't that the truth? Think about how much better our relationships at work, church, and home would be if we followed this. James tells us in chapter 1 that we are to be quick to listen and slow to speak and slow to anger. Words are very powerful. They can be full of great wisdom and encouragement, or they can be filled with angry words and regret. Let's try to be mindful and pray that the Lord would take control of our tongues. Okay? Speaking of which, let's just see how it worked out for me as we tried to get my bark under control.
All right, let's see if it bark a couple times. Let's see. Let's make a noise, see what it does.
That ain't nothing. Bark, you gotta bark. Oh, I saw the light turn on.
Do it again. Oh, yeah, I saw that time too. Get it off you. There you go.
It works.
It works, don't it?
Yeah, it works.
Golly.
That's it for me, man.
Done. You're done now, huh?
Yeah, let's go give it to the dog.
Let's go give it to the dog.